This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We gave away tickets to Kill Me last week. Ticket sales are red hot. So if you want to go to the factory, this is like the biggest venue that Brian will be playing. It's going to be great fun. He was streaming some of the show that he was doing over the weekend on Saturday night on Fox Nation. I think he might be with us tomorrow or Thursday. We always hook up with Brian each and every week. So that is something we'll look forward to and we'll keep you posted on for sure. You know, I was just paying some bills earlier this morning, looking at energy bills in particular. I talked about this 2 weeks ago because I told Fred they are doing this rate increase for Ameren where they really want to jack up the rates by 15%. That seems to be something that all the utilities are doing. But, you know, I think things might change moving into this era with Trump when it comes to energy policy. But how will that really affect the consumer? Abby Foster is here. She's the vice president of policy and advocacy for the Retail Energy Advancement League. That sounds real important. It's a national advocacy organization dedicated to the expansion of retail energy markets. And I think we all know that the grid is somewhat of a question mark. Abby Foster, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
When it comes to just energy prices, it is not my imagination that things are kind of off the charts right now, right?
They are. And actually, Missouri is not the only state. A lot of states that have a monopoly utility structure are facing the same trouble. So you guys are friends in arms in other states across the country.
Well, so what's driving all of the price increases and what can be done about them? And I kind of alluded to the fact that the Trump White House is going to have some different energy policies related to some of the things that we talk about, you know, on a regular basis. So will there be an impact moving forward, maybe in the other direction? How would you describe sort of the climate right now?
So customers are starting to see price increases for a number of different reasons. In a lot of the monopoly utility states, which Missouri is one of the states that still protects a utility monopoly on the generation and sale of electricity. They have a lot of retirements of coal-fired resources or power plants that are coming to the end of their life cycle. And when that happens in a monopoly state, the utility gets paid plus a profit, and all of that's paid for by ratepayers to build new generation to replace that. And so all of that comes with a price tag, and ratepayers are starting to see for the first time when some of these older assets are retiring what it's like to pay for something when just one company is building it.
Well, and then some of this has to be that we're really, really good in this country at kicking the can down the road and waiting till a crisis, aren't we?
That's exactly right. And actually, Ameren had an issue with that with Rush Island, one of the coal-fired power plants. You might have seen and heard a few years ago when they brought that coal-fired power plant offline early because they had not managed the asset well and didn't install scrubbers that were required. And so now ratepayers are paying for that plant, even though it could have kept running for several years.
So I'm a free market person overall, free market guy, right? And always have been. But this has always been kind of something that's gnawed at me with, you know, utility companies in particular. And you referred to this as a monopoly, and it is, because we don't have choices. We can't go elsewhere. We have Spire here for our natural gas. We have Ameren for electricity. But we can't go to another company and say, okay, I like you better because, you know, I'm not getting the level of service. So that's always been problematic, especially because there is, as you indicated, Abby, a profit involved. So that kind of, and maybe this is big, bold, and, you know, beyond reality, reality, but here we are in an era in Washington where we're really trying to shake things up and change things. Maybe we need to start talking, and I know this is what your organization does, talk bigger about ending this monopoly and maybe taking things in a different, you know, direction. Is that even possible?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it might seem like something very bold and unusual for Missouri, but it wasn't too bold for 14 other states that have done it. So Missouri is one of the states that still protects the utility monopoly, but there are 14 other states that have fully opened up the utility monopoly, and so the utility can no longer own the generation assets, and they can't sell electricity with a monopoly anymore. So now they have to compete just like any other company, and so it's private dollars that are invested in those states in the generation of electricity. So it's everything from coal to nuclear, natural gas, renewables. It's what the market dictates is what gets built, and it's what customers' preferences are that get built. And the customers don't have to pay for any of that until it gets bid successfully into the market.
Is there a way to explain how that might work? I know that there's some bills that are working its way through the legislature, one by Senator Nick Schroer, who's pretty close with this show, and I'm friends with Nick. I can ask him a little bit more about that. But is there a way to explain how this operates in other states and how, if this would actually pass and be implemented in Missouri, how it would work?
Yeah, you can thank those bold legislators. So as you mentioned, Senator Nick Schroer and Representative Don Mayhew, there's legislation introduced in both the House and Senate this year in Missouri, and it's not the first year. Legislation like this has been introduced and advocated for since 2018 in Missouri when several companies got together and tried to push for change. If the bills are passed, it would make it so that the utilities and only the utilities, so Ameren, Evergy, and Liberty, the co-ops and the municipal-owned are exempt from the legislation. But the investor-owned utilities, those three, would no longer be able to own the generation as a monopoly. They'd have to compete, and so they'd have to no longer get ratepayer dollars to pay for the investments. They would have to build it using their own dollars and compete just like any other company and like any other service that we buy and use in the course of our life. So if it passes, it would take about 3 years for it to be fully implemented so that residents could start shopping like they do in those other 14 states. And the Public Service Commission would oversee the process, and they would be responsible for regulating the market.
I should know this, and maybe I should have done my homework as a host, but what can you name a few of those other states? Is there anything near Missouri, for example, here in the Midwest that we can look to as a model?
Sure. Well, it actually, so Illinois is one of the states, and in Illinois, Ameren operates as the company who owns the poles and wires, just like they will in a restructured competitive state. But they also operate as a private company owning the generation assets. And so they're still profitable, even as a competitor in the Illinois market, buying and selling electricity and building generation. So it's clearly possible for them to do that in another state. Other states include Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio. There's quite a few. I live in Pennsylvania. I've been shopping for the last 20 years. It's really easy. It's a simple process. I choose my energy supplier, and I always save significantly compared to what the utility default rate is.
So in theory, you would have, let's just kind of play this out for the listeners who are saying, well, I think a lot of people might think that this was very attractive. So you would have other companies that would come in, and I'm most interested here, you mentioned nuclear. We have a nuclear power plant in Fulton. I've just been mystified over decades why we haven't put more effort into nuclear energy, and now here we are on the precipice of some disasters, and maybe other people are going to ask those questions. But in a model in Missouri, if this would change, you'd have an opportunity to shop around a little bit for different options.
That's right. And actually, in a lot of those states, the Utility Commission manages a website so that it's really easy for customers to compare their options, and that's funded through a fee that's assessed on the suppliers that want to compete in the market. So it's all funded. And so I just go on, and every couple of months, every 6 months or so, I go onto my state utility corporation website. It's called papowerswitch.com. I put in my zip code, and I have over 100 offers to choose from.
That is interesting, because that's so foreign to those of us here, because we've never done anything like. Now, I must point out also that you said you're in Pennsylvania, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's still the state that won't let you buy, like, alcohol from grocery stores and stuff. So that's a little backwards.
We can't win on everything.
Yeah, that's a little backwards. That's why we like our freedom here in Missouri. Handicap the option or the opportunity for this to happen. I'm a realist, Abby. So it doesn't seem like something as this might be a little radical in some people's minds is going to have success the first go around here this session. What would your anticipation be?
So I, as more legislators are hearing from their constituents, I mean, you mentioned the Ameren rate increase. Ameren and the utilities in Missouri have not been investing in generation significantly to replace the assets that are coming offline. Ratepayers are going to be feeling it, and they're going to be feeling it a lot over the next 5 years. In the next 10 years, Ameren has projected it's going to be $13 billion just to replace what's retiring. And so the ratepayers are on the hook for that. And their legislators, I'm sure they're going to be letting them know. And so the more that legislators are hearing from their constituents, they're going to be looking at alternative options. And competition is best in everything else. Why not for your electric provider?
I don't know what the number might be, but if you look, and you guys have some of these figures, if you just take like the time that the pandemic started 4 years ago to now, it's like 30% increase in energy prices.
Yeah, and actually, that's been part of the challenge, you know. So in a lot of the monopoly states, because they have a lot of baseload electricity, older resources, rates have historically been low. And so it's been okay to maintain the status quo. But for the first time, ratepayers are seeing what it's like to see the utilities build something and to see one company having control over all of that. And so Missouri actually in 2023, they ranked fourth worst in the U.S. for how fast the rate increased over that course of that year. And so rates are still relatively okay. You're still kind of going along okay, but it's increasing quickly.
Yeah, and they want more. Keep us posted on this, Abby. Thanks so much, because I do think it's a fascinating topic. We'll see what happens, and I'll get with Senator Shore as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, take care. Yeah, it's just, you know, it was interesting. I was looking at bills today, Sue. And mind you, you know, some of this is hard to gauge because I was looking at the annual, you know, if you look at last February and January or December. Now, we had much colder temps in December, January, and now February.
Wow.
No, this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
way.
Right. In other words, so you can see the spike in the prices and how much you're spending every month, but there's different variables, different factors mm-hmm. that play in. But I will say just overall, you can kind of feel the impact. Now, this is where Sue always says, this is why you need your budget billing, and I don't do the budget billing.
It is why you need it.
But I gauge it from, because I tell you, sometimes during the winter, you know, my electric bill in particular isn't that high because I have geothermal, but I'm getting whacked right now. And I don't know if it's just because of the cold temperatures or something else, but that's an interesting concept
Wait,
to have
you mean the,
competition.
The electric is high
yeah,
as well?
Like really high.
Wonder what that is.
Well, I think everyone's getting high, you know.
I don't know because I'm a budget biller.
Well, that's maybe it, but see what happens. Your budget bill is going to go up as well. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.